This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you. And today we're talking about marriage or any long-term relationship and how to keep it fresh and loving and healthy. There are some simple little tweaks you can make to your perspective that will instantly work. And with all the little stressors that can arise during the holidays, I thought this would be a good topic for today. And today, by the way, is our 500th episode. It's pretty crazy that I've done 500 unique episodes for the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast over less than 3 years, even though I try to take a rerun week once a month or so. But we have so many great stories to share that it's really easier than it sounds to come up with 500 episodes. Now, some of you know I've been laid up for the last couple of weeks recovering from major surgery, and my friends have been saying that I'll probably figure out that I don't want to work as much now. But they're wrong, because the thing is, I've been so bored just sitting around reading books and watching TV, and it made me realize that I actually really love what I do, and I'm not at all ready for something easier. So here we go with episode 500. And I think that sharing stories from our latest bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Best Advice They Ever Heard, is perfect for this milestone episode, because so many of our stories involve this, a simple tweak that can instantly change your perspective. So in our first story, Connie Cameron Smith tells us that she and her husband had just become empty nesters. They had delivered their younger child to college. And Connie says that as the weeks passed, she and her husband Chuck became moody. They were both in pain, missing their daughter, and yet they weren't turning to each other for comfort. In fact, they were barely paying attention to each other. And Connie wasn't even putting any effort into welcoming Chuck home at the end of his workday. Connie decided she needed to go to her pastor and talk about her marriage and ask him, should she be looking into getting a divorce? She poured out her heart to the pastor, and then he said to her, love him the way you want to be loved, with no strings attached. Love him unconditionally. And that got Connie thinking, and she remembered some other advice she had gotten years before that. And that advice was, if you want to be treated like a queen, you need to treat your man like a king. Connie says, I had not been treating my man like a king. I'd been pouting over not being needed as a mother on a daily basis. I had not been showing my husband the love that I had been craving. So Connie started hugging Chuck more. She started listening to him more intently. And then he reciprocated. She did more things to please him, such as making his favorite food. And he voluntarily helped with the housework. She showed more interest in movies and TV shows that he liked. And he did the same for her. And their marriage became better than ever. A spark had been rekindled. They even decided to splurge on a cruise to Hawaii for their 25th wedding anniversary. It's so simple, but sometimes we have to hear those simple pieces of advice. Treat your spouse or partner the way you want to be treated, because it really works. Now, after the break, we're going to have another story, and this one is about a question you should ask yourself each time you're about to start an argument. So have you ever watched yourself getting into argument mode and thought that maybe you should have just plain stopped? Here's some great advice from Betsy Burnett that will help you head off those moments. Betsy says that when she was first married, she was very receptive to advice. She read books, she went to premarital counseling, she talked to friends who were married. And while most of those resources were useful, Betsy says the best piece of advice of all came from a dear friend at her bridal shower. During the shower, the hostess had asked the guests to give their best advice for marriage. Some provided housekeeping tips, things like, don't leave the dishes until tomorrow. Others gave relationship advice, like, don't go to bed angry. But the best advice was from Betsy's friend Dawn, who said that if she was starting to argue about something with her husband, she would stop and ask herself, 20 years from now, is this going to matter? Betsy says this simple question, 20 years from now, is this going to matter, has stopped a lot of arguments before they even got started. So that's it. Two really easy ways to improve your relationship. Treat your partner the way you would like to be treated. And before an argument heats up, ask yourself, 20 years from now, is this going to matter? I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to our 500th episode today. If you want to learn more about our new books and everything else going on at Chicken Soup for the Soul, join the more than 2 million people who follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and visit our website, chickensoup.com. Now come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from our other new book, all about the wonders of Christmas. We'll be talking about dogs and cats and the holidays, and I'm going to share a story about a gift-giving dog that will really amaze you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.